Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Four Corners. I am your host, Kai, a.k.a. Codename Kai, a.k.a. Sardes. Very, very pleased and happy to have you guys back. I am here again with the amazing, the one and only. If you want to go and present yourself, mama.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Giselle Zapata. Today we have a very interesting topic that we're going to be discussing for about 30 minutes.
Listen, she picked it. I don't know why. I was trying to stay away from this topic, but she said, I think we need to talk about it with her Dominican accent. But we'll see. We shall see. So what you got for us?
So today we're going to be talking about religion and spirituality. So the difference between those two. And the reason that I wanted to bring this topic is pretty much, you know, all of us have a big confusion when it comes of the difference between those two. Okay. Gotcha. For me, you know, coming with, you know, being in the Catholic religion, being raised in the Catholic religion, and then jumping into understanding, trying to find what religion was the one that was making more sense to me.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And then from jumping to the Catholic religion and then discovering more Christianity, that's when I start, you know, making more questions.
Gotcha.
And then I feel like I had a big bit misunderstanding when it comes of religion and spirituality, because those two are completely different.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
okay.
One of the things that I want to talk or just kind of describe the difference between those two.
Okay.
Religion is believing in someone else's experience. Okay?
Okay.
Versus spirituality is having your own experience.
True.
Because a lot of people get so confused between those two, right? For me, I think when you start practicing spirituality and start understanding what spirituality is, it's the work that you do in finding yourself, right? Finding your soul,
right?
You're not living from the outside world. You're living from your own experience, right? For the inside work that you do.
Gotcha.
And other things that describe the difference between religion and spirituality.
Okay.
Religion is based on fear. Are you agree with that?
I would say no, but I'm going to go ahead.
Okay. For me, I would say yes, because there's so many religions out there that tells you, you know, every religion has their own discipline, right? And, you know, there's so many religions out there that literally put so much fear to people. If you do this, if you do that, you're going to hell. So you're already throwing that fear to people and not allowing them to experience what it's right and what is wrong.
Okay.
So I'm 100%, you know, a believer when it comes to that. And then versus spirituality is based on freedom. When you have the capacity to experience your own, you know, spirituality, right? Another one that I also want to add. Religion is for people afraid of going to hell, right? Like what I was saying, right?
Well,
going back,
damn.
Going back to fear, right?
Well, okay. Well, you got people that don't believe. You have people that don't believe in any of those.
And that's where you're gonna come in, and you know,
I'm gonna shut up. Okay.
But again, you know, there's so many of us that are so afraid. To, you know, be in any type of religion. I mean, people, all of us, we do believe in something, regardless of whatever religion you practice, or maybe you're not into religion, you're more into a spirituality, whatever is it that you want to believe, yet you still choose to believe in something. So I think, you know, putting, educating people there when it comes of you know, religion, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. You already throwing fear at people because you're not allowing them to discover what is it that they have to experience on their own journey.
True.
Okay.
Okay.
Next one, religion is God. This is a good one. Okay. And then after this, I'll leave it to you.
Okay.
Okay. Religion, God is outside of you.
Okay. Okay.
Versus spirituality, mm-hmm. God is within you.
Okay. Okay.
So again, it's going back to that.
Right.
Inside
right.
work, internal work that you have to do to discover yourself, who you are,
right.
where you're coming from, what's your purpose, mm-hmm. and then just going through that experience within yourself.
Gotcha.
Compared to being very, let's say, nonchalant, be mm-hmm. very, okay, you know, I'm going to try different religions, and you're seeking for answers and questions outside of you, mm-hmm. and you're having this huge disconnection between your true self compared to the outside world.
Okay.
What okay. do you think about that?
I mean, you kind of cover, like, the layers, right? Like I said, anything that has to do with what we call faith, right? Mm. F-A-I-T-H. There are just so many layers. Mm-hmm. And then it's a very, I don't want to say difficult, it's a very touchy conversation to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. And especially in a generation that we live today, right? Because we live in a generation where it almost feels like 60% of the people don't even believe in something higher than themselves, right? In a higher being, right? So any conversation that has to do with faith, I don't want to put religion or spirituality, it's a very touchy conversation because not everybody's interested. Not everybody wants to hear about there is a madman out there that created everything. There is an energy out there that exists. Not everybody believes so.
Yeah.
So when it comes to religion, right, I think people are misunderstanding, like, what is religion?
Yes.
Religion is not a thing that is supposed to be to make you fear. Religion is warning. Mm-hmm. Having religion, it's a warning. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, we're warning you. If you want to be able to connect to the higher power, mm-hmm. these are the steps and the discipline you must take. And if you don't take this discipline, I'm warning you, this will be the outcome. Mm-hmm. That's what religion is. Mm-hmm. Religion is now, oh, we're telling you, if you don't do it, you're going to go to hell. No. Mm-hmm. People, like I said, like, you're right about that.
Yeah.
It's just that when you go yeah. to church or anything, they don't explain that to you. Like, this is a warning. For example, in the Muslim community, the Quran, they call that a warning book because it's warning you. Like, there's a beginning that gives you this, and then after that, there's a middle, and then there's the same thing. So when you read the Bible is actually set up the same way. Mm-hmm. The Bible gives you the concept of telling you, hey, there is a higher power that created everything that exists, mm-hmm. whether you believe it or not, but it exists. Mm-hmm. It believes in you. Just like the devil believes in you, there's also a higher power that believes in you, but yeah. it's up to you to decide.
Yeah.
So then it's the Bible is a warning, too. It's just telling you, like, hey, this is the creation. This is the people that experienced that creation. Mm-hmm. These are the people that lived it, mm-hmm. right? That's spirituality. And then this is where we're going to go if you don't get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my language. That's all it is,
mm-hmm.
right? So then anytime when you speak about religion, yeah, it is supposed to be built that way. So it's a warning. But even within those warning, there are steps. There are, like, things, layers are telling you, hey, you want to be able to get here, this is what it's going to take you for you to get there.
So more like a discipline.
Right. Because you have to be, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you see people, most people that are religious are very, like, they're disciplined. You mm-hmm. have to be a discipline, mm-hmm. right? So you don't, so you understand, like, hey, there's a warning. I want to be able to, at least, if I can't get 100%, but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what religion is. You're trying mm-hmm. to get, you know, the message, right? Because it's a message. You've been given a message. You've been warned. How do you want to take it? You decide. Now, spirituality in the concept of that, it's kind of you understanding the warning and say, okay, I understand the warning. How do I? Now I'm going to take it to the next level.
I see.
Because then you feel more connected because you understand the message. You have taken a message. And now you're finally figure out why there is a warning. That's spirituality. Because then you're taking a step to get connected to the higher power. If you believe in a higher power, mm-hmm. you're meditating. You're taking time to kind of understand your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Because your soul is everything, right? Yeah. So basically, I'm going to go back. Like, human beings are created of two things, right? You've got your soul, you've got your spirit, and then
three identities.
Right. Yeah. I would say in a way. Yeah.
In a way.
In
okay.
a way. Yeah. So you have your physical body, and then you have your spiritual body, and then you also have your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So your soul, that's where everything is, mm-hmm. right? That's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get too deep anyway. So,
which a lot of people call consciousness. Would that be more consciousness?
I mean, consciousness, it will be part of your spirit. That's conscience.
I see.
Right? So that's why, like, when you
like
think
in a physical.
It's, right. Mm-hmm. So because it's connected. Right. It's the consciousness. So it's conscious, which is your brain, your
mm-hmm.
mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's part of that spirit,
that energy.
Yeah. Mm. So when in a spirituality, say you have to grow your spirit to understand the higher power.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling you got to take time. You got to meditate. You mm-hmm. got to be in silence. Mm-hmm. Like some people take, like, for example, religious, like Jesus took time and went to meditate. So why was Jesus meditating? Because you need to kind of calm, because you have to grow your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
your soul, that's what you have when you, like, when you kind of depart this world and when you go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different conversation we're going to have.
Yeah.
So I would say those are the differences without confusing you. But at least, like, for today, I think what I'm going to do before we finish is I want to get a little deeper, but not to confuse our listeners,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So here what I'm going to say to anyone listening. One thing you should ask yourself every day, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your mission?
Yes.
It's really those three questions.
Yes.
I think, like, once we start asking this question, even if you're not religious,
mm-hmm.
even if you're
that's
not
going to
religious,
unlock so many things.
It's going to open a door of reality beyond the matrix that you never thought you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start asking yourself, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I here? Mm-hmm. And where are you going? Mm-hmm. I it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
I am telling you.
Because you start searching for those
because
answers.
Because you start searching for the answer mm-hmm. yourself. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe in God or not, or you believe in Satan, whatever that you believe, or you're atheist, I'm telling you, these are just the fundamental of life.
Yes.
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here? And where are you going?
Exactly.
It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of us know who we are.
Yeah.
I actually know who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On a spiritual level, on a physical level,
mm-hmm.
and then also on a mental level.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I am,
mm-hmm.
but I'm fortunate enough to know who I am,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many people that don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
There are almost, you know, walking around like a trend,
mm-hmm.
like you're trending.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling them human trending.
Mm-hmm.
So you're constantly trending.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is something you're up with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like you're almost like
you don't have your own identity.
It's not even about identity. You have your own identity
mm-hmm.
as a physical human being.
Mm-hmm.
You do,
mm-hmm.
but you're a trend.
Mm.
Meaning you still even if you know you think you find yourself, you still haven't found yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't even know your purpose and why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know why you exist.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know why you exist. Again, this is nothing to do with religion
mm-hmm.
or spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, spirituality, yes, but it's just part of life in general.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not asking those questions as a human being,
yeah.
This is why we're dealing with a generation and people who are going to a point of life where they're depressed.
Absolutely.
Where they're stressed.
There's a big question mark
anxiety,
that hasn't been answered there.
Anxiety,
mm-hmm.
they're dealing with all of that because they don't understand the disconnect that they have within themselves.
Disconnect.
It's like, why do I feel so depressed?
Mm-hmm.
Why everything in this world just makes me feel so sad?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start blaming people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's God's fault
mm-hmm.
or it's the devil's fault.
I'm lost.
No,
I don't know what I'm heading.
And again,
mm-hmm.
I get it. You know, we all go through that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
We are all dealing with that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
But there's something about asking yourself what you are, why you're here, and where you're going. It's going to bring you a certain peace, and then you're going to start asking questions you were not thinking of asking.
Yeah.
And then you may not seek a priest, you might just find somebody maybe that could find out maybe an answer for you
mm-hmm.
to bring you that kind of peace that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, a lot of us are dealing with anxiety and
Absolutely.
Stress and all of this
Absolutely.
Because we're losing ourselves.
Living in a cloud. Yeah.
We're losing ourselves because we're trending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst kind of feeling there is
mm-hmm.
to trend. It's like you're living your life as a trend.
Yeah.
It's like clothes.
Yeah.
Every time there is a new thing, you're trending with it. Mm-hmm. And that is not a way of life. Yeah. You can have your degrees. You can have your career.
Oh, yeah.
You can have every money. You can have the most beautiful husband, boyfriend, girlfriend.
I don't care what. Everything.
You can have the most beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. You can have the most beautiful family that mm-hmm. loves you. Mm-hmm. You can be in a very hateful situation, mm-hmm. in a very depressing matter. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who you are as a human being.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it in a negative way. Mm. It makes me a bit sad,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a human being who has had the time to sit there, to think about who I am myself,
mm-hmm.
what I went through in life, because mm-hmm. so many of us,
yeah.
this is why I always tell people that, you know, I don't want to say complain. I go like, I'm like, there is a hungry child in India with no shoes, with
yeah,
no parents,
yeah.
walking around picking on dirt just to find something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
There is somebody in Michigan right now who's sleeping on the ground,
mm-hmm.
who's dealing with drugs.
Yeah.
There is somebody right now somewhere in Mississippi. There's 10 of them. And then I'm going to get emotional. There's 10 of them and they need food because they ain't got food.
Mm-hmm.
But here you are. You have figured out a way to have some food for yourself,
yeah.
Something for yourself,
yeah.
but yet you sit there and you're trending.
Mm-hmm.
But there is somebody in Africa who loves his entire family,
yeah.
but yet has faith in something.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know why. I just have faith. You know, I lost all my family, but I just have faith. I don't know
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
And they're not trending. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between you and those people?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question you got to start asking mm-hmm. yourself. What's the difference between you and those
what
people?
What is it that I'm not doing?
It's not even not the word that you're not doing. It's just like I feel like I'm going to speak just in general when it comes to like America and then like Europe.
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I don't want to get off track when it's a part of faith anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like we're spoiled in a way that we have every books, we have every knowledge,
mm-hmm.
yet we don't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We just don't. We're so 100%. Distracted. We're so distracted.
Very distracted.
And that's the biggest fight.
Yeah.
There's nothing more you can fight. It makes it very hard.
To stop for a minute, I think we're always living in a rush.
We all do.
We're always like, go.
Yeah.
Some of us, we don't even know how to practice silence.
We don't even
some,
do it.
Some of us, we don't know
it's
how
so
to disconnect from
it's
the outside
so
world because we're constantly seeking for something.
Very true.
Where the place that you need to start seeking is yeah. within yourself.
100%.
Some of us, we don't even know how to stay still.
We can't even do it.
We just don't know how.
Which is, again, it is part of spirituality because spirituality teaches you to remain calm.
Yes.
It teaches you to stay inside. I mean, when you go to a Buddhist center, right? What do you think that they're doing what do you think they're doing most of the time? They're meditating.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even understand what meditation is.
Oh yeah.
Meditation
yeah.
is part of spirituality, part of religion.
Yeah.
Meditation is you telling your spirit to shut up. It's you literally speaking to your spirit.
So you can be able to receive.
Exactly. And we don't do that.
Answers.
We don't do that.
That comes to you constantly. But
yeah.
since you're in this loop
yeah.
of distraction
yeah.
and noise,
mm-hmm.
you don't know. You don't
yeah.
receive anything.
Yeah. But the thing is, there are jobs out there that literally would tell you, take a 10-minute break. People
yes.
don't understand what that is, a 10-minute break.
10-minute break.
A 10-minute break.
Or 15.
Literally, that concept actually is genius because
oh, yeah.
people have to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
You need at least a 10-minute of silence.
To reset. Rewind.
You have to. You mm-hmm. need it. Because
yes.
if not, we're just like we have a generation that are walking around like ticking bombs.
Mm.
Tick, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're losing, I don't want to say we as in like just the whole, I just feel like there's a lot of us that are like not really, I don't want to say believing, there's a lot of us are giving up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just 100%. Giving up so easily. We're just like, you know
mm-hmm.
what, I give up.
Yeah.
And then we're causing misfortune to our family and then we're departing too soon. because we're just giving up because life. And I know it's going to be a very touchy subject on our part, but if you are there, don't give up. I'm telling you, if you are lost, if you're listening, and then this is going to bring you some kind of hope, some kind of faith, I am telling you, ask these three questions every day if you have to until you find some kind of peace. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? It doesn't have to be a religious answer. It doesn't have to be. It can also be a spiritual answer for yourself. Maybe you're going to find an answer that will bring you peace. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about this topic, but I'm going to talk about it in a way just not to get off track. I knew somebody who was going through something because they wanted to do something to themselves, right? To that process, something inspiration came to me, and I looked at him and I said, hey, can I ask you a question? And that person said, what? I said, who are you? He said, what do you mean? I'm like, who are you? It's like, well, my name is so-and-so. And I'm like, no. Who are you? He kind of looked at me very confused. And then he's like, their eyes got wide open. Like, I don't know who I am, to be honest. And then I asked him, why are you here? And then he looked at me again and it confused. What do you mean? I'm like, why? I asked him three times, why are you here? It's like, and then he kind of had like this energy change about him. It was like, I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
And then I even asked him, where are you going? And it was like, honestly, to be honest, I have no idea. And I say, before you do what you're trying to do, can we just think about that right now while we're here?
Yeah.
We sat there trying to figure out answers for both, him mostly trying to figure out why he's here, who he is. We spent the entire day and he completely forgot what he was thinking about in the first place.
Yeah.
Because it came to the realization, like, man, like this is deep.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And some of us, departure without like even asking those three questions.
Like I was ready to go because life just is not fair, but now I'm like, and it kind of it gave that person a sense of answer that he was looking for. This man, if I tell you, he's probably reached somewhere. If you're listening, thank you. He's I'm sure he's rich now. Yeah, I don't know where he is now, but I'm sure he's rich. I'm sure he has to like be rich because you have to at this point.
Yeah.
Because he had a purpose. And it's like you just alter that and then you ask quite those questions and it completely changed you. And again, just to go back again to those who are listening, this part of this conversation was not about religion or spirituality in a sense.
Yeah.
It was just more so like faith in general, right?
Yeah.
You have to believe in something.
You have to.
Just like me, I believe in a higher power. I have studied almost every book they are. I mean, I have studied every religion from Islam to Christianity. Like our MC was just saying, theology. I have studied the Buddhist books. I have read the Talmud. I even hang out with atheists. I even hang out with Satanists because I wanted to understand why they're Satanists. They believe in the devil. I wanted to understand that because it was for my own spiritual lesson, right? Because it gave me a bigger picture to what people believe and why they believe. And again, we all got to believe in something, right? But for me, as somebody that believes in a higher power, something that's better than me, that's perfect, I wanted to understand why other people believe in what they believe. Guess what was my outcome?
What?
We are all going back to the same source.
Absolutely.
It made me realize we're literally going back to the same source.
Yeah.
So
where we came from.
You know, like when you have a pond, right? A pond, like water, and then you got everybody comes in and takes like a little cup to get their water.
Yeah.
And then you walk around with the water, you take it wherever you take it, and then wherever you go, you know, you might drink the water or you might change the water because you didn't like the water color. That's what we've all done with religion.
Yeah.
Everybody just came to the same lake, took what they needed from their own cup, and then they all kind of dispersed and then decided, hey, this cup, it's blue. This is what it's going to do for you. And then another person says, hey, this cup is green. This is... it's a warning.
Another person
came and said, hey, this cup is red. With this cup, all you need is just meditate. If
you meditate, you will
reach a higher power. That's just what it is. And then one person came, listen, I don't want to put water into this cup. I just like the cup because whatever, it's a cup. That's mm-hmm. it. And another person said, you know what? I don't even believe in any of those cups. I don't even care about the cups.
I don't even want the water.
I don't
even,
like, or I the don't cup even, I don't want any of it. I actually want the entire lake. That's mm-hmm. what I want mm-hmm. because I'm greedy. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. That is the differences in religion.
Yes.
That's it.
Great example.
That's it. Yes. And then spirituality is just a person that's receiving the message from the cup that had mm-hmm. and then deciding how they want to receive the message from the water.
And how they want to there perceive you go. It and practice.
And then from the cup, whoever they give you that water, and then you're going to be curious, hey, where did you get that water? Well, for you to be able to get that water, you got to follow the route. You got to mm-hmm. go this way, and then once you reach the lake. Mm-hmm. So basically, you and I, mm-hmm. we're just trying to figure out where the water, water is
water.
So we can go to the lake ourselves.
So we can go to the lake.
But some people, I don't need that. They've already reached that mm-hmm. energy already. They don't need it. Mm-hmm. So that's spirituality. Mm-hmm. So you don't even need it because you study all of it. You figure, oh, wait a minute. This is all just coming from the same exact
the
lake.
Same
what am I doing? I'm going to go to the source straight up.
Yeah.
And then you get to the source, it's confusing, it's too immense, it's too exhausting. You're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what spirituality is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to a point where you're like, okay, this is exhausting. Okay, I need. That's what spirituality is because it's an immense, it's like the universe. It's never ending.
Never
spirituality,
ending.
It's never ending.
Yeah.
Religion has a beginning, it's got to end. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality
so
varies.
Vast, so vast.
I'm going to give you the perfect word. It is inevitable.
Yes.
Spirituality, it is inevitable. Whether you were Christian, you're a Buddhist, or were atheist, spirituality is inevitable.
Yeah.
Because you're going to take from everybody and you're going to come up with the conclusion we are all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And this boat is trying to take us somewhere and all we are just trying to reach that destination.
Yes.
Some of us are getting too tired and we're getting off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have the patience to say, you know what, I'm going to stick it out until I reach my destination.
Yes.
That's the only difference in all of us.
Yeah.
So if you are there, just remember, whatever that you believe in, faith or no faith or atheist or whatever that you are,
mm-hmm.
who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here?
Yes.
And where are you going? And Mama, for that, I'll give it back to you.
Listen, I am so glad that we discussed this topic today because as not only for me,
right.
who is, you know, coming from, like I said, the Catholic religion, and
right.
then jumping into Christianity because
yep.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of see what is it that I have to do
right.
to start discovering myself. You know, I had those questions.
Right.
And I still in the journey
mm-hmm.
to understand more spirituality.
Well, listen, Mama.
And
those who are listening, they're gonna be so confused, like, what the hell just happened?
And I'm trying to understand, you know, I'm trying to answer those questions. Who
you
am I?
Never, yeah.
What is it that I'm doing here?
Good luck.
What is it that I'm doing here? What am I supposed to do
good
for whatever
luck, sister.
Time? For whatever time? For whatever time
good
I
luck.
Am here. I want to understand what is it that I have to do.
Listen, I wish I can give you the recipe to that. I cannot.
No, and I don't think it's
girl, good luck.
I don't think it's anyone can come in and answer those questions to you because again, everything
actually,
comes
yes.
from.
Somebody can answer this question for you.
Well, yes, you know, yes, but I think at the end of the day,
yep.
it's up to that person
gotcha.
To go through their own journey,
experience, gotcha,
to go through their own experience and find out.
Okay,
you know,
you're right.
Yes, you're right. There's mm-hmm. people that can come in. They're highly spiritual and they can be able to tell you, listen, this is what you're supposed to do, this
right.
is where this is who you are,
yep.
this is, you know, this is your energy, this
yep.
is the stuff
yep.
that you should practice
mm-hmm.
to stay more in your growing in your spiritual journey,
right?
Yes, but you also interrupting that person's journey.
Not
in
really.
In a sense, don't get me wrong, in a sense, because you can come to me and tell me this is that, this is what you should do. And I can have my own perception and interpret that message completely different and go to a whole different route. Because you know what? This sounds too much. there's so many steps that I have to follow. I really don't know. Let me just try this route, right? Let me just try a different way. So I think at the end of the day, whatever it is that you choose to practice, whatever it is that you choose to believe, I think for me personally, one of the things that I've been doing, I'm using a lot of journals.
Gotcha.
I'm doing more.
So basic scriptures, that's what we're
talking about. Yeah. To be able to, sometimes I have questions that I ask to myself where I have recordings of, you know, trying to understand things. Sometimes when I'm talking to myself, those questions get an answer.
Okay.
And then sometimes I go back and listen to those audios from 3, 4, 5 months ago when I feel moody, when I feel depressed, when I feel sad. And I go through those emotions to try to understand what is this emotion is trying to tell me. What is it that I have to do? How much deep I need to get into a spirituality to really be able to understand who I am.
Okay. Well, just to, so I think we're going to finish here to those who are listening. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this has brought some sort of, I don't want to say closure.
Awakening.
An awakening, in a way, hopefully.
Help you.
Yeah, to kind of give you, I don't want to say guidance, maybe to sort of help you in your journey for whatever that it is that you are looking for on this earth that we are all in as a family. Because that's what we are. We all in this earth as a family because we ain't getting out. Y'all can go to Mars. Y'all still gonna come back to Mother Earth. So just to leave this journey, just to say, hey, I hope that whatever you decide on your own journey, my hope is it brings you peace.
Yes.
Nothing but abundance.
Clarity.
And then find love your way that best suits you.
Yes.
Without feeling overwhelmed by society and its rules, that can feel a bit difficult at times because you can't explain it. If you ever need any type of more of a, I would say maybe more of a answers, please, you can always reach out to me. Mm-hmm. I don't shy away from giving guidance to those that want it. Again, those that want it. Mm-hmm. No matter your religion, reach out to me. You can go to my Instagram, which is code name Kai. So that's CodeNameKai. Add me and then send me a message. Hey, I heard you. I'm very curious. I want to learn more. I am always about helping people.
Absolutely.
Wanting people to see themselves or who they are. Now, if you are a person of faith like me and connected to a higher power and you want more, I guess, sort of like have a bit more of a piece to understand creation itself, again, reach out to me. And if you're an atheist and you just have a question, not a debate, I don't debate because it's childish. If you're an atheist, you have a question too, just regarding anything that faith or religion, to reach out to me.
Yes.
Whether you're a Muslim, whether you're Jewish, whether you are, whatever your religion is, I don't care. Reach out to me. We can have a very healthy conversation.
Yes.
To where I stand when it comes to what I believed in and where you stand. And then we can have the motherly connection because, again, we are all on this earth as one. Remember the lake? We are all trying to get water from the same lake.
Yes,
it may be different color, different taste, but it's just the same exact lake.
Yes, absolutely.
I appreciate you for tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
We love you.
We are here for all of you. I just want to thank Atabayan University for hosting this show. Thank you, everyone, Atabayan.
Thank you for this. We appreciate
you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in and up to the next.
Yes. All right, y'all. Bye-bye. We are out.
Bye-bye.